Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. You got me, Kevin Hagelin. You got, Corey Majors. And, of course, the famous Alec Medford. Gentlemen, welcome to the program. How the heck are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Kevin.
Alec, are you also doing great to really raise the greatness of the show?
I'm doing amazing!
Oh, man!
Yeah, he sounded like old man Corey.
Holy cow, I freaking love it!
Now what?
I'm doing good.
You kind of always expect that we'll fill about 4 minutes.
Oh, I got
with nonsensical banter.
I think you've misinterpreted that as we have content.
No, I don't say that you like. You just expect that there's something I'm going to say that just makes
usually,
you go, "What the crap?"
Usually, it does feel like you're like, "Can you be attracted to someone who's dead?" Like that's what it usually feels like you bring to the table.
That is actually a valid question, which we didn't ask Karen Wheeler, and I really should have. So,
should
all
you?
Right, so here's the deal.
Oh, no.
If you we like thought somebody was pretty. And then they've passed away. Can you still go, yeah, they're still pretty because their pictures exist. Here's the example, Alec.
Brittany Murphy.
Brittany Murphy was... You know
I've heard this
is?
Before.
You know who she is?
Yes, I do.
She was in movies.
That's right.
And was she ever in TV?
She's Luann from King of the Hill.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, really?
And Joseph for a while.
And she was pretty. And so can you still continue to find that person attractive even though they're no longer alive? Alec, your thoughts?
I think you can because, like you said, pictures exist. It's not like that their existence doesn't exist, I guess. Like,
what?
Yeah.
Is like, that what you wanted to say?
They still lived. They still were a person.
It's true.
It was still a moment in history that they walked this earth.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like they're fake.
That's valid.
Yeah.
So I think that's where the conundrum is, Kevin, is that you don't know if everybody agrees with that thought. And so you kind of have to take the temperature of the room.
Why? How often do you have conversations about attractive dead people?
Today.
You can't offend Francine over there.
Obviously, I've had this conversation before because you knew exactly who I was talking about. So this is now at least two times that we've presented this hypothetical.
You know what? I want to start this on the show from the 254. Hey, Kevin, I'm doing phenomenal. Hey. I would love it if other people also weighed in on how they're doing to start the show. I like that very, very much. In the meantime, Alec, can you give me cut number 7, please?
And again, a four-man rush. It's batted into the air, and Andrew Van Ginkel gets the pick. Chased by McLaurin, and down inside the 30-yard line.
Now, I want to talk about the Vikings, Who do you fear on the Vikings, and where do the Cowboys hold an advantage? Because I think most of my answers are probably going to revolve around the defense, but if there's anywhere else that you guys wanted to go, I'm certainly glad to discuss it. And let's start with Andrew Van Ginkle there. I don't know.
Ginky.
You know what? This is where we drop the ball and not getting somebody from Minnesota, where the first question could be, do you guys call him the Gink?
So he was on Miami.
Which feels wrong.
He was on Miami's team for a minute and had some really good plays. And that was on the Amazon, their in-season Hard Knocks, I believe, Kevin. I can't remember exactly if it was the in-season or the preseason one. But Mike McDaniels, he was just like, dude, the Gink's always doing stuff. So I don't know if that was McDaniel calling him that, and I just picked it up.
Right.
Or if that's what he goes by. But the this is a player who has some exceptional I hated that Shoddy said this yesterday because this is exactly what I see. His instincts are fantastic.
Yeah.
And he knows what his speed is. He's not the fastest guy.
Sure.
But he's fast. And so he knows how long it takes to get where he needs to go. A lot of guys, they don't know that. Have you ever seen that? They're like, I can do that. And they can't. And they try to do something.
Yes.
This dude knows exactly what he's capable of. And so whenever he's out on the field, that's why his pass rush is kind of scary. His ability to find the ball in the air and make an interception and turn that into six is kind of scary, too. He's one of those guys, too, that max effort all the time. So, yes, Andrew Van Ginkle is one of those guys that a key pass rusher that can make some really big plays against you defensively.
And, you know, that very well might have been that highlight we played might have been a pick six if not for Terry McLaurin hustling up and getting him down. So to go along with that in terms of the linebacking core, Dallas Turner has emerged as maybe their primary pass rusher. He has 5.5 sacks, and then Blake Cashman has a team high 93 tackles. So I wanted to focus in on maybe those three people specifically, but Minnesota's defense does a good job by, I think, the whole being greater than the sum of the parts.
Yes.
But Van Ginkle, Turner, Cashman are all people that I think you could focus in on.
Harrison Smith still hits hard.
Sure.
Jonathan Allen on their defensive end still plays at a high level. Javon Hargrave, nose tackle, big body. Kevin, their front seven, I think their linebacking crew is probably the one that kind of intimidates me the most because of what the boogeyman can do.
Which, by the way, we were intimidated by the Detroit linebackers as well.
Look what happened.
And exactly.
Yeah, it's that second level. And the Cowboys have done a good job at taking advantage of a lot of second levels. But when you have linebackers that play a certain style, if you're not physical with them at the second level too, and you're not getting to there quickly, they'll push you around. And so this group, because of what Brian Flores does with them at that second level, he moves them around. He has them, you know, flying in, dropping in coverage, and they can do everything. They're very multiple, is what some people like to say.
Okay, and I want to say he paused on that because I mentioned that during the Shoddy presser yesterday. I agree. That is a thing. Sometimes I feel, and I don't think that's the case with Minnesota.
No.
Sometimes I feel like people say that when they're like, I don't know, I don't have a good answer for you about why we're supposed to be scared of their defense. So here's something I'll throw that makes it sound like I'm scared of that defense.
Mm-hmm.
Is they're very multiple. But I think in this instance, it is factually accurate.
But the Cowboys last week against Detroit still scored points. They just didn't score enough points.
Right.
So as much as that defense does scare me because I don't think they're going to do what the Broncos did to you, where they just make you look inept. I don't think that's going to be the case because I think now Schottenheimer has a little more time on the offensive side of the ball to make sure he's got what he wants. And when you're the play caller, too, you really do need to be ingrained in everything that's going on so you can come up with unique little ideas. Kevin, just like whenever we have moments and segments where we're like, okay, that has run out of steam. And you're like, I got an extra propeller here.
Right.
You know, and let me throw this content in there. That's where I felt like when Shoddy was having to cover defense and offense, he didn't have the propellers. And
okay.
So this is where I think he has those involved. So, Kevin, I'll flip completely to the other side of the ball, if that's okay.
Sure.
The running game concerns me. Aaron Jones has beaten the Cowboys in so many different ways that over his career. I think he starts to froth at the mouth once he sees them. And if you go back and look, Jordan Mason, he's not much of a receiver. All right, and I don't know how he's done this year, but with San Francisco last year, it just seemed like, hey, Christian McCaffrey can do everything. Jordan Mason, you run the ball when we hand it to you, and that's pretty much it. So Jordan Mason, though, he's a very good in-between-the-tackles runner. He's powerful. He's fast. They have a good combination in the run game. So, Kevin, the thing I fear the most is a run game like the Panthers with a tough defense that can beat you and have drives that are sustainable. I know the Cowboys' defense has been a little bit better, but they – If I'm Minnesota, if I'm Kevin O'Connell, I look at what they just did with Jahmyr Gibbs and I say, Aaron Jones, be ready to be a receiver this week.
Are you optimistic at all then about the return of maybe Clowney? Because it feels like you'll probably need that.
You absolutely do need it. Like we said last week, there are so many dudes coming up and setting the edge, even cornerbacks. Jaron Bland had to. That'll be a benefit to this team. Not having him last week obviously was a struggle. And maybe, Kevin, it was for the best to not have him because he needed that rest. The amount of games that he played and the amount of time at the age that he is, maybe he did need that rest for the last stretch here to make sure he's good for these last four games. But yeah, having him back out on the field is going to be a big benefit to slowing that run game. It's just the Aaron Jones effect that really concerns me because of how many times he's beaten us up.
All right, so this is not going to help with the Aaron Jones effect. But I want to talk about the Cowboys' defense a little bit going up against that Vikings offense. I am excited once again to see Donovan Ezeraku. I've become more and more excited to see him in every game because this is somebody that we talked about since it looked like he was having a really good training camp. He is second among NFL rookies with 9 tackles for loss. And so I am not promising you that that's going to guarantee a fix for your Aaron Jones problem, but I think that Donovan Ezeraku has become more and more exciting to watch each week. So I'm hoping that maybe Clowney can neutralize some of the run game and maybe Ezeraku can continue to wreak some havoc in the other team's offensive backfield, and that is exciting for me going into this game.
Yeah, the fact that he's starting to understand what he's supposed to do. Going back to Bill Parcells saying, let's let the kid find the bathroom at the stadium first. Ezeraku's found the bathroom, and now he's starting to say, hey, how can I be creative with this within the scheme? Because how many times did we see early in the season he tried to get creative, and then he got pushed out of a play, and the run went right where his fill was.
Right.
And so that's the thing that you're starting to see from Ezeraku is that he's like, okay, I can do this, but I still have to be in this area. I got to be on my lily pad here on the pond, make sure that I don't float too far away from something. And I think he's doing a really good job of that. But you also know he has a handful of pass rush moves that can really help you on third down. And I think the fact that Quinnen Williams is there on that line with him is and telling him as a rookie, hey, look, you can do these things. I need you to do these things. If I win this, you have to do this for this to be successful. Now he's starting to understand how the defense can win.
From the 817, are we expecting CeeDee Lamb to play? If you listened to, and sorry, I emphasized listened incorrectly. Yeah, that felt aggressive.
Sorry.
It was supposed to be like,
hey, if you listen to our show every once in a while.
I'm sorry. That's my fault. That inflection was incorrect. If you heard Brian Schottenheimer yesterday, it sounds like CeeDee is trending in the right direction. Mm-hmm. But unfortunately, I can't answer your question with a for sure. Like, we don't know that, but it feels like he's taken another step in the right direction. I know sometimes with concussions and the protocol, it's a little bit trickier. But 817, the positive is, I think so. And a lot of people are sharing how they're doing this morning. And mostly it's super positive. For the 858, once I make it to the 19th, I'm off until January 5th, so I'm euphoric. From the 817, I am doing amazing. And then from the 817, it's not all perfect. I'm having a bad day. I just hate my job, and people are lazy and can't go to the store and buy things and have to order stuff online for deliveries. I hear you. Let me just ask this side question. I just want to know. If everyone just went to the store and bought stuff, would your job exist?
Ooh, dude.
Because I want that person to have a job.
I started watching a movie last night, Kevin. Isn't that cool?
Are you going to tell me?
It has Michelle Pfeiffer.
Is it Roofman?
It's called
the Amazon.
Oh, how fun.
Man, let me know because I heard it's terrible.
It's terrible.
Oh, no.
But I love it.
Okay.
And because it's a Christmas movie, dude. All Christmas movies, most Christmas movies are terrible. But it's also, hey, it's Michelle Pfeiffer, all right?
Sure.
We all love Michelle Pfeiffer. Adrian was like, who is that lady? And I was like, what are you talking about right now? That's Catwoman.
You've never seen Batman Returns, which is a Christmas movie.
Excuse me?
It's set at Christmas.
So that's your, it's a that's Christmas all movie. You need is yeah. it needs to be around Christmas yeah. time.
Batman can enjoy Christmas too. Like the second episode of the Batman animated show is a Christmas episode.
Okay. I started watching that last night. I'm not trying to give anything away, but there is a woman in the movie who is a delivery driver.
Oh.
And she says, I love my job. I just got to go to the Grand Canyon the other day on a route.
Oh, cool.
You know, she starts saying all these things she gets to do, and I was like, did Amazon force that in there? Did Amazon say, hey, we want them to know there's more opportunities as an Amazon driver out here than just dropping off stuff? You can go do all sorts of things on your routes.
I just want to make sure that person has a job. Let me know when you finish that movie if it's worth watching. Okay. Or have you already decided it's worth watching?
You've watched a lot of terrible movies.
Oh, sure.
So why concern yourself with if it's worth watching?
Because I
give a limited amount of time.
Well, see, but I learned last year that I'm a big fan of the Christmas rom-com. Kind of hate myself for saying rom-com. But I have discovered that there is a soft spot in my heart for those movies.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's taken up a lot of my time.
It's not rom-com.
Yeah,
like,
and that's fine.
Will the girl that left to the big city end up with the lumberjack? No.
That actually is about right.
He always wears a red flannel.
He does.
But it's not that as much as it is. It's just kind of Michelle Pfeiffer decides it's time to snap because she's done so much for everybody and nobody does anything for her.
Okay. From the 817, does Manti Te'o's girlfriend still exist?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed-sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
In his mind, I'm doing great, by the way. I like it that they brought a question to go along with how they're feeling from the 575. Kevin, I'm doing absolutely effing awesome. That's from Tolo Allen in...
Allen.
No.
Midlothian.
Yeah, I thought it was Cape Canaveral because I don't read good, but it says C-A-P-R Coral, and I'm feeling really dumb because obviously I should know what that is, and I'm sure the fan techs will make fun of me for that, so that's fine.
Cape Cod.
From the 817, I'm breathing, so I guess that is a positive. So a lot of people doing good this morning, but
I like hearing that.
If you are not, that's totally fine as well. Let us know. We'll try to brighten your day.
Kevin, somebody said, agreed, Kevin, check out Love Hard. We actually have.
That
fantastic
movie,
Christmas movie
rules.
Awesome.
Okay, and hold on, Alec, because I can see you're skeptical.
He rolled his eyes twice.
It doesn't rule in the way that like Thanksgiving or Slacks rule, where it's like it's so terrible, it's good. No, Love Hard is actually a genuinely enjoyable movie to watch. But I understand if you have skepticism about my movie suggestions. Mm-hmm.
I liked it, too.
I don't know if that helps or not.
Very valid.
I guess I got to find out.
You're going to have to find out on your own now.
We're the KNC Masterpiece. Right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, and this is something we've been pondering for a couple of days, and then the news of Derek Lively yesterday works into this question as well. Are the Mavericks too good to tank? Let's talk about it next right here on The Fan.
And the Pelicans surge in front. Five straight by Zion. 115-111. Coop with a tough shot. Oh, great footwork. And then pillow soft touch on the shot.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. 877-881-1053. We're going to talk about the Mavericks in just 1 second. But I got this text, and I was thinking about it because we talked about this on the Jesus podcast yesterday. From the 970, it's Christmas time. How can you not be awesome? Thank you, gentlemen. I'm with you. I love this time of year. But, and I don't know how much of a tangent this will take us on, this season can also be the worst time of year for a whole lot of people, whether you feel like you can't afford to do Christmas right because it feels like there's a lot of societal pressure on that,
stress,
which is unfortunate. Whether you don't have any family or you recently lost a key family member who loved Christmas the most, like this can be a really brutal time of year for people as well. So I don't want anyone to feel bad about feeling bad. And that's why I say if you want to reach out to us, we always recommend NAMI North Texas. Or there are a variety of different options, but I just wanted to recognize that I know this time of year is tough for a whole lot of people.
Dude, and I want to be pretty clear about this too. Whenever I graduated high school, my parents got divorced like weeks after.
Right.
And Christmas for years felt very empty because it wasn't everything I grew up with, right?
Sure.
So, like, even surrounded by people, we've talked about this plenty of times, even when you're surrounded by people, you can feel lonely.
100%.
And I know those people loved me. I know they loved me individually, and I loved them, but I still felt like there was something missing. And over time, things did change, and obviously, now I do have my family, my kids, and my wife, and that has helped kind of create a new thing. But there was a time where I dreaded it. I really did dread this season. And I think, Kevin, it did give me a very bah humbug approach to it for a long time. The last 2 years, though, I've told Adrian, I'm going to try and be more merry. And
okay.
She was like, be Corey, but also, you know, you can be more happy if you'd like to. And I was like, okay, I will try. And it's served me well. But I totally understand that even when surrounded by a room of people, you can feel like you're distant from it all.
Yeah.
There are ways that there are paths and avenues you can find, though.
And look, I promise I'll make this quick. Not trying to push my agenda on anybody, but I've said it before. If you're looking for a place, I do think that God can be a place, and I would like to invite you to come to church with me. Shoot us a DM or text or whatever, and I would love to bring you to my church. I think that would be super cool. All right, I'm done preaching at you. Now let's talk about the Mavericks, where I'll preach at you in a different way, this time just about sports. My question, and I want to get both of y'all's natural instinct to this question before we dive into it further. Are the Mavericks too good to tank? Like, what is your initial thought about that question?
So about 2 weeks ago, I'd say no.
Fair.
I will always say this, Kevin. You know me. I'm the constant optimist when it comes to my teams. Hey, is there a sliver of hope? And I don't want to watch bad sports. Nobody wants to watch the Pittsburgh Pirates all the time, unless Paul Skeens is on the mound.
Right, that's fair.
Nobody wants that. So with the Mavericks, I want to watch good sports. Whether or not they're going to blow people away in the playoffs, I want to watch a regular season that's fun.
Right.
And so I'm always rooting for that. The team as it stands right now, losing Derek Lively's tough.
Yep.
You don't know what the plan is with Anthony Davis. You could get something in return that actually fits really well with Cooper Flagg. Or Anthony Davis could go out there and be a stud for 20 games. Whatever it is. I think the answer is yes, they have too much talent to tank.
Okay.
But I also understand, Kevin, at this point, if you are truly building around, let's say, is it Peterson, the point guard?
Peterson, or if you want to go get DeBonta.
Whichever one you like.
Or Boozer, quite frankly. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, Carlos Boozer was fantastic.
His son, actually, Cameron Boozer.
If you want to go get something like that, you have to tank.
Yep.
If you want to build around Cooper Flagg, and the only way to do that is build something young to grow with it, kind of like Oklahoma City has done throughout their time, then you need to tank. And I think that they're looking at this team and they're like, do all these pieces work together?
Sure.
And I don't think that they believe they do. However, the last few games have been, you're like, whoa, what's happening here?
Yep.
Is that a sight of what could be the future of this thing? And then having Daniel Gafford and being like, I remember what that was. But then again, you go look at the season DeAndre Ayton's having right now, and you see how efficient he is, and it's because of Luka. And you're like, oh yeah, that's why Daniel Gafford and Derek Lively were so efficient.
Right.
Can it be the same around Cooper Flagg, Ryan Nemhard, and whoever that other option is?
Yeah.
And then you can have the money to build those pieces. So, Kevin, I think this team, talent-wise, yes, is too good to tank. For a championship, no.
I totally agree with that. Alec, what is your initial thought? Are the Mavericks too good to tank? And then I want to dive into some specifics.
The answer is pretty simply no. For me, they're not too good to tank because I think about the future, which is not very bright in terms of adding players. They've dealt all these assets, and the man who did it all is gone, so the vision has to be reimagined, right? So I do think, like Corey was saying, you need time to reimagine this vision, have a new vision, and figure out what you want this team to look like under new leadership, both on and off the floor. So I'm trying to go and get the best pick that I possibly can because I know that I'm going to have this pick.
Yeah.
And then after that, I can say, look, I've got a bunch of young guys on the team, maybe some expiring deals that can move to open up space as well and bring in more assets. So if I'm doing all of that, it's going to open up more money to build around a younger core. So I'd say no. I mean, they're really fun to watch, and I do enjoy when they win, but I really do want to get one of those prime picks to pair up with Cooper Flagg. And I don't think you have to worry about Boozer as long as Michael Finley is around. I don't think he's going to...
Okay,
really,
that's different.
Does he hate Boozers?
Yes. That is very clever. I like it. But if you look at the top of the draft...
Oh, because he stole Luka's beer from him. That's
correct.
Right. Yeah.
If you look at this draft, it does feel like a pretty stacked draft at the top. You have... Cameron Boozer, who is probably more fit to play your four. You have A.J. DeBonsa from BYU, who I think you could view as like a Tracy McGrady starter kit.
What?
And then you have Darren Peterson, who I know he can kind of bounce back and forth and be a combo guard, but if you wanted to have him run the point, I would be interested in experimenting with that as well. All phenomenally talented.
Okay, because DeBonsa has been the one that you've liked the most.
I'm telling you, he looks like a Tracy McGrady starter kid.
Okay. Is that with Cooper Flagg? Because is Cooper Flagg what you're building this team around?
Yes.
Would it be DeBonsa?
Correct. No, it's Cooper Flagg.
Why not DeBonsa if he's that high of a pick?
Because I just think Cooper Flagg is better. But perhaps people will disagree with
me. Yeah, and I mean, the comp with Cooper Flagg a lot of times was Pippen. And so you're always like, well, does he need a Jordan? And, you know, Jordan, that's a whole different story.
But I think another comp could be Bird. So
that's good. Because he's white? Is that why?
No, but that is
because
a fair...
Because he does everything.
That's a fair question.
So with DeBonsa then, though, is he going to require...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
The ball more? Because McGrady needed the ball a lot.
Sure.
And Cooper Flagg then, does he take on that role of, I don't have to be the scorer, I'm just a winner?
I think Cooper Flagg operates off the ball phenomenal.
Okay.
Like, phenomenal.
Yeah, and that's why I'm asking for more kind of detail, because you watch more college basketball. Kevin will text me, and he'll be like, guys.
That has only happened a few times.
Are you watching this Northern Iowa, Central
that
Connecticut?
That game was in triple overtime.
Like, what are you doing? Dude, it is literally like November. Why are you doing this right now?
It was a good game.
It is not even close to March.
It was a good game.
So that's what tells me that Kevin pays attention.
It was a good game. Okay, I think we can have an expanded conversation about that a little bit in the future.
Okay.
If that's okay with you. Here is my concern. Well, it's a concern and a thing of happiness, right? The Mavericks have picked it up. You said 2 weeks ago, absolutely no, they're not too good to tank. And I would have agreed with you a million billion percent. Now, in the last couple of weeks or the last week or so, you got your doors blown off by Oklahoma City. Guess what? So is everybody else. They're 24-1, and the one game they lost was by 2 points. So there's that. So you're not winning the championship this year. I'm just going to go ahead and say anyway. But take a look at your last five games. You lost to Oklahoma City. We talked about that. But you've won the other four. Sure, one of them was against the Clippers, and the Clippers are not good. But you also have wins over Denver, Miami, and Houston, who at the time were a combined 45-22. So those are three top-level teams that you beat. Yes, I will concede that there was a player missing here or there, and I understand that, but the Mavericks are missing probably who would be their best or second-best player at the same time in Kyrie, so I'm not really all about listening to that as an excuse. When I ask about... Go ahead.
You know, what's really interesting, a lot of times we talk about how many games do you need to see before you kind of understand a team.
Right.
Kevin, they were 20 games in before they won their first... They had their first three-game win streak.
Right.
Or back-to-back wins.
Right.
20 is usually the number we're told, right?
Yeah.
So that I kind of hate this week because you're not seeing the extension of that, but maybe this is. They saw after 20 games, all right, here's our good combinations. We'll take this week off and we're going to roll out some new ones. Be ready, guys. Practice is going to be good.
Yeah, and by
maybe that's maybe on the other side of this thing, whenever December 12th rolls around, which that's tomorrow. I don't know if you knew that or not.
I did.
Whenever that rolls around, maybe we see a completely different look on this thing.
And so I hate to be so simplistic about this, but one of the big reasons is Anthony Davis is there. And here's where I wonder if they're too good to tank. And I know some people might not like this, because I understand we're all concerned that Anthony Davis is going to get hurt. I hear you on that. Anthony Davis out there and using him more and more at the center position, especially without Derek Lively in there, I think has been a real positive. Seeing him work back and forth with Cooper Flagg has been a real positive. If you can get to, let's say, February, I think there is maybe no other point guard in the league that you would combo with Cooper Flagg that could be better. And so I just keep wondering if instead of talking about trading Anthony Davis, which I understand the logic both financially and draft pick wise, if you're like, let's continue to see how this looks with Anthony Davis, and if you get Kyrie back, then all of a sudden, I'm not saying championship, but then all of a sudden, I wonder if you look at this and you're like, ooh, let's see how this team grows and then alter our plan going forward.
So that's usually the kind of the feeling I have for a lot of those things. But would that be too late to tank?
Yeah, it would be.
If you see it for a few weeks, then you're like, dang it, it's not what we thought.
Look, well, that's tough. I want to say yes in theory, but I guess last year showed you that you could have a miracle in the lottery yet again. But in theory, yes. If you get to that point, it's going to be too late to really tank. And that's where I'm conflicted, is because, man, this team looks so much better with Anthony Davis out there. How sustainable is that? Because then I start thinking if it's sustainable until February and hopefully beyond, and Kyrie is back and all of a sudden you feel like, hey, I've kind of liked Max Christie. I've kind of liked Brandon Williams. I've really liked Ryan Nemhard. And now all of a sudden Kyrie's back, Anthony Davis is healthy, and Cooper Flagg looks like he just keeps getting better and better and better. I can't help but let my mind race, and I know that sort of optimism drops people in sports all the time.
And listen, the depth, great. But ultimately, when you get to the playoffs, an 8-man rotation is what you're going to be looking at, kind of.
Yeah, probably. So, and I think I think all of those people could be in that rotation.
How talented is that 8-9-man group right there? You don't have to deploy two different teams, but it's always nice during the regular season, but how talented is that group? Can they play heavy minutes and win?
And somebody said AD doesn't want to play the center position. Well, he has, though. So that might not be his favorite, but he has. And it might
just don't tell him it's center. Just be like, okay, dude, it's just a spot on the court,
I just
bro.
Think it's positionless basketball,
yeah,
bro.
We're all just
but
shooting.
Yeah, he has been playing some center, and it's worked out just fine. And with Derek Lively not coming back, and I know there's a lot of question about whether or not what you're going to do with Daniel Gafford, that's going to be a necessity. And he's a grown-up and a professional, and I think that we can make it work. And by the way, somebody was asking about Kareem Lopez, the kind of swing forward out of Mexico. I have to admit, because he is an international player, I have not particularly seen him as much as opposed to nerding out on a whole bunch of college basketball. But I can look into that because I know a lot of people think he'll be a lottery pick as well. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, it's time for Baseball Nuggets. Wrapping up the winter meetings, CY speaks on Seager and who wants a mock draft. Sorry. Next on The Fan.
3-1, lifted high into the air, pretty deep, out into left center field. A Rosarena going back, and this one is gone! Opposite field, two-run home run for Corey Seager. He ties it up, 3-3.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan, and I just want to make note of a phenomenon that just happened that frequently happens around the station or at our remotes. Hey, I'm Kevin. Hey, I'm Corey. We're KNC. Oh, it's so nice to meet you guys. Mm-hmm. Yep. Hey, there's Chris Arnold.
Oh my gosh!
It's CA! It's Chris Arnold. Three-time
Holy
Hall of Famer!
Everybody loves CA. And
I think we understand the pecking order.
We understand who he is, right? Like, that's...
Three-time Hall of Famer. I'm in no Hall of Fames.
We get to work with the guy.
True.
You know, like, and I think the first time we ever met him, we walked away from it going, nicest dude ever. Like, he's simply the best. So, and I always tell people this, too. Anybody that brings up CA, I always say, everything you ever hear about him... Whenever you like on radio, he's exactly that guy.
Yes.
He is exactly the same dude all the time, and it's just wonderful knowing him.
Yes. Well, I expect that check in the mail, CA. All right. Right now, how about we fire up some baseball nuggets? All right. We talked about this in Crosstalk. I want to make this clear. I do not believe that the Rangers are going to trade Corey Seager. I think that's where you are as well. I don't think it's likely that they trade Corey Seager.
Because it's most teams will say that's too much to offer.
Probably.
Now, I do think there are some teams out there. One of the teams that would have everything that they need to make the deal is the team he left, and that's the Dodgers. Like, the Dodgers absolutely could give you two players that can play right now, and in as many prospects as you want.
Yeah.
And that, Kevin, is for me. I agree with you. I don't think they're going to. I don't think they're motivated because nobody has motivated them.
Right.
But I also don't know how many teams have the package to be able to deliver and say, this was exactly what we wanted.
Yeah. But I don't want to rule it out. I saw so many people yesterday just saying, well, the Rangers have said they're not going to trade Corey Seager. That is not what Chris Young said at all. He said, the reality is we're not motivated to move Corey Seager. We're trying to win a championship in 2026, and in order to do that, we need great players. So teams do their job, their diligence, trying to find out who's available and who's not, but I can't say there's any substance to anything more than a normal check-in, normal operating procedures, everybody does it. So again, I don't think it's likely, but for everyone to interpret that as there's no way the Rangers are going to trade Corey Seager, false. People inside the organization would also tell you that is false, or else he would have said, we are not going to trade Corey Seager. We are not motivated to trade Corey Seager, which is why I don't think it's likely, but I don't think you can totally, totally close the door.
Okay. Do you remember after the Micah trade, Jerry was doing it was the hour press conference that everybody was like, I got to hear what's happening right now.
Right.
And somebody asked a question about, you know, saying that he wasn't going to trade Micah. And Jerry goes, I'm glad y'all put that out there. What was the last line that you just used from Chris Young? We need great players. That was not unintentional. That was, I know this is going to be in the press.
Yeah.
And this is the message that I'm delivering to everybody out there that wants a shot at this. Even if you haven't called us yet, if you want to be in a play for this, if you want to throw your hat in the ring, we need great players, so you better make up your mind whether or not you are willing to unload some great players to get this one great player.
Right.
And so I agree. I think that, and again, I said this yesterday. I tweeted it yesterday as well. As a fan base and as a front office person, you should expect nothing less than a great offer.
Yeah.
In order for this. Because we weren't happy with the Luka trade.
Sure.
I agree. We're kind of happy with the Micah trade. I think that obviously would have loved more.
And I don't think you're going to be happy with the Anthony Davis trade.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
If it happens.
But whenever I look at this one, that's the Rangers are setting a standard of we expect this in return. And so, Kevin, here's the deal. If he doesn't get traded, I'm fine with that.
Sure.
I like Corey Seager. I think he's a fantastic player. I would like for him to take on a different role. I would love for him to have more of an investment in the leadership, but he's a unique fella. Somebody in that clubhouse is going to have to step up and be that for this team. And I think they are hoping they have a couple guys internally. We'll probably go through those guys who could be at some point.
Yeah.
Vivaldi's still there. You still have a great voice in that clubhouse because of that. But if he's traded, I think the Rangers are going to deliver something that makes you go, okay, this is going to be a fun season.
Yeah.
That's the standard they're trying to set.
Now, in case you want something for the future, MLB.com, fresh off the lottery, has put out their first mock draft. And I wanted to throw this out there for a very particular reason. Rangers have picked 16. MLB.com and their ridiculously early mock draft, which I'm digging, Jackson Flora, right-handed pitcher out of UC Santa Barbara. Flora has the potential to give UC Santa Barbara the top college pitcher selected for the third time in a dozen drafts. You know who one of those players was? Dylan Tate in 2015.
Dude, things just didn't work out.
Okay. I just want to make sure.
Whose fault?
I mean, that was the scouting department's fault. He was never good enough.
He never was good enough.
And he was never going to be a starter.
Yeah.
Or a high-level starter.
And then also, for the longest time, we've never felt like we could develop prospects.
That is very fair. Look, I feel like our thoughts on that are very well documented. But I just want to throw that out there in case people are thinking this is like, don't take an Ohio State quarterback, don't take a UC Santa Barbara pitcher. I think that can be flawed logic. But just in case, by the way, I got to ask Mike at Sandlot if his mind was reeling because Drake May was good at quarterbacking. Because remember, he's like North Carolina quarterback. What are we even doing here?
Yeah, and it is Penn State that gives us the terrible quarterback.
So okay.
Let's not forget that.
Okay. All right. Shout out to Joe Buck. He received the Baseball Hall of Fame's Frick Award, joining his dad, Jack Buck, and especially, I realize that I think there were times when Joe Buck was absolutely biased. The fact that he has done as well as he has and is as talented as he is, given the big, big shoes he had to fill with his dad, is pretty damn impressive.
I always love hearing him tell stories about being around his dad and being like, I got to learn from the best teacher possible.
Right.
You know, I got to listen to my dad on road trips and home games. Like, I got to be around him. So, yeah, I did have a leg up on everybody whenever I decided I wanted to be in this field. But
absolutely.
Also, his passion for it, like, he loves this thing. And you know what? It's awesome for him to finally be, you know, in a category that Eric Nadell's in. And I think that's pretty cool.
That is true. Man, that is really cool. Now, let's talk about Carter Baumler. The Rangers made a trade for him yesterday because they couldn't get him in time in the Rule 5 draft. Consider this. Baumler was selected by Pittsburgh from Baltimore in the Rule 5 draft. And so clearly the Rangers wanted him because they're like, all right, we will give you Garcia and cash considerations to make this happen. So I just thought it was interesting that he was very in demand yesterday. Baumler, he's 23,
and he rolled through rookie level, high A, and double A in the Baltimore system last year, 2-0 with two saves and a 2.04 ERA over 28 relief appearances. So this is something that somebody that the Rangers really wanted to get their hands on. We will see how his progression continues.
Kevin?
Yes.
Mike said Drake May is definitely shocking to him. He just texted me.
Okay.
Also, I might have a potential future person for the Rangers.
Ooh, okay. I just liked it because it was like...
out of the school that we have covered before.
Oh, okay. I like that. I just love when Mike was like, what are they doing? They're drafting James Worthy? Come on. And I just thought that was a really fun way to put it. We're the KNC masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. The Rangers also picked up Jonathan Brand from Boston's AA roster in the AAA phase of the Rule 5 draft yesterday. Coming up next, let's talk with our Dallas Cowboys expert Mickey Spagnola right here on 105.3 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.